You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross, joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and by Murray State English and Philosophy faculty member Carrie Jarrell. And we're going to continue the poetry theme from yesterday because you're going to talk about the English Student Organization's event called Away with Words. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's about time for more poetry on WKMS, and Miss Carrie has brought along some verse, but we want to encourage you to participate in this event coming up. Carrie, tell us about it.
Well, the event started when I met with the English Student Organization members, and we wanted to do some kind of a fundraiser for some local organization or charity. And so we decided we wanted to do something for the Merriman House Domestic Crisis Center. And when I was a graduate student in Texas, we had an event that several times we put on for the Salvation Army, and we called it Poetry by Heart. And it was a huge event. We had at least 100 people there and reciters for maybe a couple of hours, and we had it in a coffee shop, and it was just so much fun. And so I've always loved that event, and I wanted to start something kind of like that. And thankfully, all of the ESO members were on board, and they're great students, and they're doing a lot of hard work for it. And so we thought April during National Poetry Month would be the perfect time to try to start up this event that we hope will become an annual thing.
How many folks have signed up to be reciters so far?
So far, I believe we have 14 or 15, which is pretty good. I think we could do maybe 3 or 4 more, depending on the length of the poems, obviously. But I like the Patsy Cline strategy, which is to always leave people wanting more. She never did encores because she said it was always better to leave people wanting more. And nobody likes to sit through a long reading of any sort, including me. So I think between 15 and 20 readers is what we're looking at. So we still have 5 or 6 spots left. People should contact me if they're interested in reading.
Best way to get in touch with you is?
Would be email. cjerrell1@murraystate.edu. I'm sure if you go to the English and Philosophy Department webpage, I think they've got a link to my email address there.
Do you have any idea of the content yet that you expect to hear?
We know a few of the poems. Someone's going to do some Gary Snyder, I think, and maybe some Wendell Berry, J.V. Cunningham. Someone's thinking of doing a Galway Kinnell poem. I think we have one class performance piece, so an entire class will be doing the poem together, which is going to be really interesting. And I believe that's coming from Eduardo Corral's book, Slow Lightning, which won the Yale Prize last year, maybe, or the year before. It's a great book.
What's your professional interest in your field? What's your focus?
Well, my focus is poetry, and mostly contemporary American poetry, although I really love the modernists, too. I'm a big fan of Wallace Stevens and John Ashbery, Marianne Moore. But now poetry is everywhere, and there's so much of it, and it's hard to keep up with, which is, I think, a good thing in a lot of ways, because it means there's something out there for everyone. But I really love contemporary work. And poetry land is a small land, so many of us know each other. So it's always really exciting when you see one of your friends has a new book out, or you get to go hear a reading by one of your friends in the region who just, you know, happens to be reading in Indiana or Illinois or Tennessee, and you get to see them as well as hear what they're up to.
Are you an active poet yourself?
I am. Well, yes, I am. It's kind of a strange thing to say. Oh, yes, I'm a poet. But I don't know if that's supposed to come with a costume or what. But I have one collection of poems out, and I'm working on new poems. So, yeah, I guess I try to be an active poet.
Now, you brought some books. Is your work one of these?
Oh, no. No, I didn't want to read.
No. Okay, you're backing up.
I didn't want to be one of those people who reads their own work uninvited. So I brought, well, I just don't, I would rather promote the work of other people while.
Okay, so go ahead. Yes. Who'd you bring?
So I brought two poems, which I'm going to try to recite, but this is my first time doing radio. And so I thought if I bumbled it, I would have the text to look at. But I chose two poems. One is shorter and a little more serious, but really beautiful, by Richard Wilbur, who's one of my favorites. I love his poems, and I have several of them memorized, and they're just so beautiful coming off the tongue. He just has this beautiful rhythm, and the poems, the content of the poems, the thought behind them is always really resonant with me. And then the other one that I brought is by a contemporary writer, Erin Ballou, who's a woman. She teaches at Florida State University, and she writes some of the most wickedly funny, sassy poems that I know of, that are also just really deeply moving at the same time. And so I thought this would be a nice balance between one rather serious piece and then one that's a lot more funny. So I'm going to try the Richard Wilbur. And the poem is called The Sirens. And I don't know if you get this way in the spring, but I am always struck with a deep wanderlust in the spring. I just want to leave and see other places. And I think it's because, you know, nature is a Twitter and everything's changing and it seems so hopeful and you just want to go out and explore. And so this is a poem that always resonates with me during this time of year, when you want to do all of these things, but maybe you're not going to be able to do all of them. So this is The Sirens by Richard Wilbur. I never knew the road from which the whole earth didn't call away. With wild birds rounding the hill crowns, hailing out of the heart an old dismay, or the shore somewhere pounding its slow code, or low-lighted towns seeming to tell me, stay. Lands I have never seen and shall not see, loves I will not forget. All I have missed or slighted or foregone calls to me now and weakens me. And yet I would not walk a road without a scene. I listen going on, the richer for regret. I used to read that poem until I read it so much that I kind of had it memorized whenever I would get on an airplane, because that opening line, I never knew the road from which the whole earth didn't call away. It seemed like the perfect sentiment for when you're rising above the ground and suddenly everything that once looked familiar seems so unfamiliar and looks different, and you kind of wonder where you are in that space and where you might be going. So that's become like a little airplane ritual for me, too. So poetry is useful for so many things. Who knew? And then this other poem by Erin Ballou is from her collection called Black Box. And I believe she has a new one coming out. I forget the name of the forthcoming book, but she's really great. And this poem, it just cracks me up. And I love a poem that's really sassy, and people often associate poems with, you know, heartbreak and loss and getting over someone or some traumatic romantic experience that you've had, and this is one of those poems that does that but with a lot more punch, maybe than some of the other more maudlin poems that are out there. And so this has been one of my favorite poems for a really long time, and this is called The Last of the Gentleman Heartbreakers. Southern romantic that you always were, what fallacy recalls you better than the pathetic one? If lightning fried a single swampy pine anywhere south of Cincinnati, you were gassing up the bagpipe and drinking to your fallen comrade before it hit the ground. You had the knack I admire for self-satisfaction, a gift for the dubious backward, a cask of port in every port, and a woman in every storm. Oh, true love and subject of my late juvenilia, There wasn't a ribald particular I didn't come to know. The yoga instructress on Valentine's Eve. The Xeroxed erotica files arranged by body part. Did you think you were the only mastermind with a stoned cat purring in your lap? A loyal death squad on retainer. Count it a child's Christmas miracle that I let you live. Sources report you're still irresistible. A waltz step elegy with a showy limp. The same theme park pirate in a soiled black patch. But why insist on covering your good eye? You know I don't mean this, as some girls say, in the bad way. To be fair, you were generous with the camellia and were born knowing when to offer a lady your handkerchief. She has some really great poems. There's another one that I think everyone should go look up. It's called When at a Certain Party in NYC. She was born in Nebraska, and she has really great poems about growing up as a Midwesterner. But this poem is just fantastic for all. I grew up in Indiana too, so for anyone who's ever been one of those situations where you're at a party and it seems very sophisticated, and it's almost a kind of world that you don't know what to do with. But she really pokes fun at it too, and it's a great poem. And the Poetry Foundation and some other organizations have been making videos of poems, and so they've made a video of this poem of hers too, When at a Certain Party in NYC. It's pretty great.
And it would be online, I bet.
It's online, yeah. You can find it online if you just Google the title. And then it will link you to all sorts of other videos that you can watch of poems as well.
Well, you've just given us such a nice interlude of your own feelings and these beautiful poems. And that's what you're inviting other people to do for fun.
Yes.
This month.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what National Poetry Month should be about. It should be about poems that people love and just celebrating that love. Sounds so corny, but celebrating your love of language, your love of this poem that has always meant something to you, that you've carried around with you. And if we're talking about recitation too, that's the best place to start, is with a poem that you just really, really, really love. And so we hope more people will come. Even if you're not going to participate, come out and hear other people and cheer them on, too, as they try to recite, but maybe cheat a little bit. I'm looking at you, Kate.
Nailed again.
But anyway, it's just going to be a lot of fun and supportive, and we're going to have refreshments, and we're giving everyone a little gift book that we're making up with the table of contents of all the poems that were written or that were read that night, and maybe some other little keepers to take with them.
And it's a fundraiser for the Merriman House.
Yes, it is. We'll be taking donations, and a representative from the Merriman House will be there to tell us a little bit about the organization.
Great.
And what their needs might be.
Great. We're talking with Dr. Carrie Jarrell, who's assistant professor and associate director of the MFA program in the Department of English and Philosophy at Murray State University. And the event is the 22nd of this month, 7:30 p.m., Clara Ego Gallery. It's called Away with Words. It's being organized by the English Student Organization, and you should go.
Yes.
Get in touch with Carrie if you want to recite.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for being here
today.
Thanks
so much for having me.